Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ to all of us this morning. And I want to adapt that and reflect on it within the context of what we are going through. It's good that we are gathered here once again as a family, having been away for quite a long time and worshiping within closed doors. And the events of this moment are enough to wear somebody down. You know how it feels when there is somebody weighing you down, or something heavy in your heart fills you with anxiety, uncertainties. You don't know what is going to happen next, and you are so weighed down. Sometimes you have sleepless nights, and a very close friend sits beside you and tells you it will be okay, giving you some consoling words. That is enough to lift your spirit. That is what the Lord Jesus is telling us this morning. Of course, God Himself, because He says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And He says what He is saying to you comes from the Father. So He is addressing you and all members of your family this morning. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I know you've gone through a lot. I know there are a lot of things weighing you down. I know you have this anxiety because of what we are passing through. But do not let your hearts be troubled. My dear friends in Christ, these are very powerful, consoling words from our Lord Jesus Christ. An assurance that He is watching over us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I know it's difficult at this time when you hear of all these things going on, but the Lord Jesus is here to assure you that He is keeping with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.